You are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL. And it is still Spet Week here at KHOL, gearing up for the election come May 2nd. And I am joined by Larry Pardee, the Director of Public Works, and Carl Pelletier. He's the Public Information Officer over at the town of Jackson. And we are going to be talking about Proposition Number 2 and 6 today. And that is a town of Jackson, Teton County housing for Parks and Recreation and Start Bus. Fellas, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Good to be here. Thank you.
So these are two project plans that are in the works to house government workers. So one will be over near the Start Bus facility, and the other one will be over by the Public Works area over off of Snow King. Can you tell us a little bit about these two projects?
Thank you. Let's start with the Start Bus facility. The Start Bus facility is a chunk of property that was purchased some years back in exchange with the Housing Authority, and we converted it to a bus storage area and a future fleet maintenance, but we're also now, we have a pad area, a chunk of property on it that will be designed for housing. That housing there would be much more designed for, it could be seasonal employees, but probably more like full-time town and county emergency operations type folks, police officers, sheriffs, firefighters, and so on, public works employees. So it's a great area, a big chunk of property available to build housing. Right now, the conceptual idea is it would be 3.5-story housing with 24 units. It would house up to 66 heads if it was fully maxed out. Talking about the Parks and Rec housing, that's going to happen as part of a phase with the new Parks and Rec maintenance shop and administrative offices. They're going to build two additional floors up above the maintenance area that is currently going to go out to bid here sometime in May or June. And with that, the great piece about that one is they're going to be dormitory-style units like you would see at a college, where they'll have a small restroom, a tiny little sink, I believe a microwave, but it's just basically a large bedroom. And then they'll have a common area for kitchen and laundry that they'll share. That's much more designed for town and county seasonal. So like Parks and Rec has a large summer seasonal group. In the winter, our Start Bus has a large seasonal population that would fit that niche for our employee housing needs, where at the Start, it's much more probably designed for the emergency service, folks that will stay there up to maybe a couple of years until they find their own place to live.
So something that I found that was interesting about this project was that you just explained, the using the most of these buildings to house seasonal workers based on demand. So how do we make the most of these housing spaces?
I think if you look at town and county government operations, and I apologize, I don't know the exact number. I believe the town is a little over about 115 or 120 employees. That's full-time and seasonal. I think Teton County is approximately 240, 250. So that puts us over 350 employees for town and county government operations. The nice thing about the Parks and Rec, it provides that seasonal short-term. They're very small units. But that's great for our 90, 120-day style employees. Where Parks and Rec, the units are going to be a little bit bigger. There's a few studio apartments, one bedrooms and two bedrooms. There's 24 units there. That is a great opportunity for transitional employees, brand new officers, emergency service workers, county administration, town administration, and so on. So it really sort of gives us a greater portfolio of housing options as town and county government operations. The other thing I would say is currently the town has 16 units, housing units in its stock. We're master leasing units. I believe Teton County has a few apartments or condos in their portfolio, and they may be master leasing too. This would help take pressure off Teton County by us housing our own employees that would free up those units that would normally be filled by town and county government folks. And those would go back to the community for other folks to take advantage of.
If you're just tuning in, I am speaking with Larry Pardee and Carl Pelletier concerning Proposition Number 2 and Number 6 on the SPET vote, the Town of Jackson, Teton County housing for Parks and Recreation and Start Bus. So Carl, I'm going to turn to you as a Town of Jackson employee. Why is it important for our town to build housing units for their employees?
That's a wonderful question. You know, it's in our housing action plan to house 65% of the workforce from Jackson here in town. And I think right now we're falling short of that by, I think we're at 58%. So, and we saw the ramifications of that this past winter cycle when some of the arteries into Jackson Hole were shut down for a significant portion of time. You know, I know Larry Pardee had some of his crew who were working on snow plows. They were sleeping at the Public Works building in their trucks. We had StartBus folks who lived down in Alpine who couldn't make it to town. And then we had to shut down and actually reduce our transit opportunities for folks here in town. We had police officers who couldn't make it in. So we had police officers who were working back-to-back shifts to cover the shifts that other police officers couldn't make to come into town. So the opportunity to get more people here in town, so if catastrophic events happen, where Teton Pass is shut down, Hoback, or the Snake River Canyon is shut down, that we have employees here to do the essential needs that need to happen.
And you're talking about when the canyons were closed for an extensive period of time and people were having to come over from far away, and as opposed to living in town, which is what this project is aiming for.
Right. I mean, to have the people here in town, this is our lifeblood. And to have folks not be able to get into town or to spend an extra hour trying to get here to and from work is really a detriment to the community. And, you know, it's interesting. Bob McLaurin, the town manager, says that people don't like government until their roads aren't plowed or their faucets don't turn on. And, you know, in situations like that, we need government employees here to turn the water on, to process our wastewater, to shovel the sidewalks, to plow the streets. And if they can't come into town, that's a problem.
Well, Larry and Carl, thank you so much for coming into KHOL and talking about this housing project for our town.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot for having us.
If you want to find out more information on this project, Proposition Number 2 and 6, and the others, there's still going to be an open house April 19th at the Teton County Library from 5 to 7:30. You've been listening to 89.1 KHOL, Jackson.